Welcome aboard, Paulding County, to another edition of My Sports. My name is Pete Seymour, thanking you so much for spending a piece of your Saturday morning with me right here on my 102.7 FM, breaking down Paulding County Athletics. We have a jam-packed show for you today. Of course, we need to talk about a ton of football. Friday Night Lights beaming down just under 24 hours ago. And of course, MySports.live was there to cover it all. We will get into football. Of course, we also need to chat some volleyball today. Full slate of volleyball games on tap from this past week. We will get to all of that. But we need to chat about something we haven't talked about on My Sports so far this year, and that is cross country. The cross country season just starting to gear up in Paulding County, so we have the head cross country coach for the Antwerp Archers, Cord Earhart. He stops by the studio, and he will chat about the Archer cross country team. We have that and so much more, but we're going to get to that interview right on the other side of the break. This is My Sports. My name is Pete Seymour, and whoever you are and however you're listening, I thank you so much for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports, and we get it all started on the other side of this break. It's My Sports, and you're listening on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
My Sports continues as it's time to talk some cross country, and we're going to do that with the head coach of the Antwerp Archer cross country program, and that is Cord Earhart. Coach, I appreciate you taking some time today. Season just ramping up now. How was the summer, and how have things been here early in the season?
Things have been going pretty good. Off to a solid start, I feel like. We got some pretty good numbers this year for us, and we have, as normal, not a whole lot of quantity, but we do have a lot of quality. So I feel like we're off to a good start.
Well, you talk about the numbers and you have some talent coming back, but some also very talented underclassmen. How have they been so far early in the season? Has anybody surprised you so far?
Well, on the boys' side of things, we return Cameron Johnson as a senior, and then I have five freshman boys who had a pretty exceptional year in junior high last year as eighth graders.
Nice.
I've got one or two there in the middle. Cameron had a kind of disastrous fall a year ago. He was a regional qualifier as a sophomore, and then his junior season, he pretty much lost injury very early.
I remember him having a really successful sophomore season, too.
Yeah, he was a regional qualifier and just missed going to state. So that was pretty rough on him last year, but he looks really good right now. He's really healthy. Ran within, 20, 25 seconds of his PR at the first meet last Saturday. So I think he's set to have a very good year. So that's encouraging. And the freshman boys, it'll take them a while. And they obviously developmentally are not on par with the upperclassmen, but I think they will progress well as we go through the season. And I think it's going to be a solid effort for the boys. Girls side, we return another regional qualifier in Leah Doster. And we've got a whole host of kids, and they're all through the spectrum. Senior, we have some seniors. We have quite a few juniors, several sophomores, and they're a good little pack team. So I went through and scored the early bird last weekend, which is at the morning of the scrimmage. And if I removed the D2 schools, who we'll never compete against, our girls were third. So
nice. Well done.
They had a very good effort. So, yeah, we're encouraged.
So you guys put in a lot of miles in between the last week of August, really, and the first few weeks of October before gearing up for the postseason. What does your conditioning plan look like, and how do these runners get into shape during the summer?
We have kind of a different approach here at Antwerp. A lot of our kids meet Monday through Friday and run as a group all summer long. Then we have two no-contact weeks in July here at Antwerp. So we sandwich our cross-country camp in those 2 weeks that we're allowed to practice. And I take my 10 coaching days and put them all in there. And so we have two-a-days in July. Okay. And that really gets them in tune to things. And then our first week before school starts, we do two-a-days again. So they get a lot of miles in over the summer. But we spread them out. So they're not, a lot of schools will run high mileage all summer. And we try not to do that. I've never run a real high mileage program. We've had a lot of success with it. And I don't think your kids who are 7th grade to 12th grade really need to be putting in the kind of mileage that some of these programs do. It's hard enough to keep some of these kids healthy as it is. Yeah. One is not equal to another. They're not all made the same. They all have different things that are advantages and disadvantages. So you just got to work with them all.
Now, I know you don't have a lot of them, but how have you seen the upperclassmen so far lead on the course and off the course?
Well, we don't have many.
Yeah.
Cameron is my only senior boy.
And one junior?
One junior.
Okay, yep.
The rest are all underclassmen, and I have one sophomore, I think.
Is that Aiden?
I might have two sophomores. Yeah, it's Aiden.
Got it.
And on the girls' side, both my seniors are new this year. So they're new to the sport entirely. So it's very much in years past, you have your senior, they are the leader, and they dictate some things, and it's good. It's always good. When you don't have a lot of upperclassmen, it takes on a little different role. And that's what we've got this year. And it's okay. It's everybody pitches in, and they're all fantastic kids. We don't have a single one that's a problem. And our culture here is very good. So it's very, very positive, very, very uplifting. And we take whoever we can get, and we move on down the road. I expect what I'm getting from Cameron. He's working on his leadership skills. They are improving. I've watched Cameron mature since he was a seventh grader. And he would actually come run during the summer when he was younger than that because his older brother ran. He would just ride his bike into town and run around with us. And so I really don't know how long I've known Cameron, but a very long time. And he's continuing to evolve as a leader and figure it out and figure out how it works and figure out his role. And that's all good stuff. The physical performance stuff, I knew how he was going to do. It just had to keep him healthy because he is injury prone. He's had some issues from track the last two seasons. And this summer we kept his miles down and it has actually worked to our benefit.
Now, as a coach, how fulfilling is it for you to see that growth, both in his leadership and his ability?
Oh, it's what it's all about. I mean, this is my 24th season, and it's more about the kid and teaching the kid and helping the kid figure things out, grow as an individual, you know. If they're competitive, that's fantastic. That's icing on the cake. But at some point, as a coach, you start to realize the bigger good.
Now, you as a coach, you mentioned your 24th season. What are some of the things that keep you coming back every year?
That is a great question. I don't know. I've done this for more than half my life at this point, and it's just part of who I am. I know I'm in the twilight of my coaching career, and that's okay. And I'm happy with that. I've accomplished a lot of things as a coach that I am proud of. There's one goal that I still have that maybe I can get done before I hang it up, And if I don't, that's okay. But for me, I enjoy the sport. I believe in our sport. I think our sport teaches these kids a lot of very valuable life lessons. And it's just who I am.
I love it. Absolutely love it. So looking through the schedule really fast, I see GMC's at Edgerton this year, but you guys have the Antwerp invite coming up right before that, GMC's being at the end of the year. Are there any other meets or courses that your guys and girls really enjoy being at and running in?
Well, the courses that I like, they don't. And the courses that they like, I'm like, whatever. So I don't know, because it always seems like one group will like this course and another group will like this one. I know that the Edgerton Invitational, which is week before mine, that one is important because we have to run well there, and usually we do. But that's our last meet to get in decent times for seeding for the district meet. So that's an important one. Kids really don't like the course, but they tend to run well there.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. And my kids like our invite because it's home. A lot of spectators. We have a lot of spectators that day. Their friends get to come and watch, you know, when they may not come to some of the other ones. So that one I know is special for them. The rest of them, it's hard to say.
I love it.
I've been at this long enough to know that you just got to get through. Yeah, we've had a great start. We had a good summer. And this year we've implemented a whole lot of different things to try to help us with injury prevention and things of that nature. And it seems to be working well. But September is a really long month. October is what it's all about. And so we just got to stay the course, follow the plan, do what we got to do, stay healthy, and get to October. So Green Day song, Wake Me Up When September Ends. Yeah, I feel that way every year.
That's the theme song. Well, Coach, hey, thank you so much for taking the time today. I do really appreciate it. And best of luck to your guys and your ladies throughout the rest of the season. And fingers crossed, stay healthy.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. This has been the head coach for the cross-country program at Antwerp High School, Ford Earhart. We have plenty more My Sports right after this break on My 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
Moving right along with another edition of My Sports. We just got done talking with the head cross-country coach for the Antwerp Archer cross-country program, and that is Cord Earhart. Cord, we appreciate your time and the conversation this morning. Best of luck to the guys and the ladies moving forward. Now, it's time to talk about some golf. We'll get to some cross country when we get into the season a little bit more, but we need to start with some golf because it was a jam-packed week on the links for Paulding County. And we'll start back on Monday with the girls at Ponder River Golf Course in Woodburn, Indiana. It was Wayne Trace, Antwerp, and Edgerton. Low score as a team. The Antwerp Archers, a 188. Antwerp 223, and then Edgerton only competing as individuals in this one. But the low score on the day came from Wayne Trace's Torrey Young with a 44, Ella Crosby a 46, Ryan J a 46, Regan McGarvey a 52, Olivia Bauman a 54, Isabel O'Shaughnessy a 59. Still much better than what I can do on the golf course. For Antwerp, they were paced by Kara Pierce with a 51, Madison Schmidt a 55, Miley Jewell a 56, Ava Coney a 61, and Malin Carnahan a 64. Jaden Desich a 45 for Edgerton leading the way, a 49 for Grace Herman, and Elias Spangler wraps it up with a 56. But once again, the low team score, the Wayne Trace Raiders, a 188. Wayne Trace boys also in action on Monday. Kyle Sutton paced everybody with a 33. That's pacing most people I know, a 33. Are you kidding me, Kyle Sutton? A team score 148 for Wayne Trace. Sutton leads the way, Rossworm right behind him with a 35. Jared Varner a 40, Connor Davis a 40, Tyson Gerber a 46, Ryan Parker a 49 for Wayne Trace. low team score of 148. It was a 174 to Nora, led by Parker Hancock with a 41 and Grant Lemstall with a 42. Antwerp was led by Braylon Moreno with a 40 and Draven Baumert with a 42, Zane McMichael a 46, Griffin Kosh a 47, Dylan Hahn a 50, and Drew Eakin a 61. Moving on to Tuesday, it was Ottawa, Glandorf, Miller City, and Wayne Trace in a tri-match. Once again, Kyle Sutton leading the way with a 36. Ty Verhoff right behind him from OG. They actually had the low score on the day, but how about this for a tri-match? Team scores OG a 160, Miller City a 162, and Wayne Trace a 163. Sutton with a 36, Rossworm a 39, Barner a 43, Wanamaker a 45, Gerber a 47, and Connor Davis a 50 for the Wayne Trace Raiders. More boys golf also on Tuesday, a tri-meet between Fairview, Antwerp, and Edgerton. It was Fairview, a low team score of a 188, Xavier Schinninger with a 44, and Anthony Singer a 47. Draven Baumert a 44, and Zane McMichael a 45 to lead Antwerp, Griffin Kosh behind him, with Dylan Kahn both with 51s, and Drew Eakin a 52, Noah Bradbury a 57. And then for Edgerton, Cole Gary chipping in with a 50, and Joe Cronin a 53. More boys golf, it was Archbold, Paulding, Holgate, and Wayne Trace competing individually at Auglaize Golf Course. Archibald's Grady Short, a 35, to lead all scorers. Zach Short right behind him, along with Griffin Valentine, 41 and 42, respectively. For the Paulding Panthers, Brandon Schroeder, a 40, Nico Stahl, a 41, Johnny Lips, a 41, Max Stork, a 43, Nick Hatcher, a 45, and Austin Kinder, a 55. I do need to mention that the Green Meadows Conference matches at Pleasant Valley Golf Course, the boys, and Auglaize Golf Course, the girls, on Thursday the 29th. They have been postponed and rescheduled for Thursday, September 5th at the exact same time and the exact same locations. We did have some golf get in on Thursday, though. It was a tri-match between Paulding, Ayersville, and Fairview. Nick Hatcher, a 39, breaking that 40 mark. Johnny Lips, a 40 to cap off a good week. Tyler Goings, a 41. Brandon Schroeder, a 46. Nico Stahl, a 47. And Max Stork, a 51. That's pretty impressive, having all of your top six golfers really hovering between high 30s and low 50s. For Ayersville, Andrew Barrick, a 42, and Logan Schroeder, a 43. Paulding with the low score as a team, though, defeating Ayersville and Fairview, 166 to 178 to 189. Well, that's a look at the boys and girls golf season so far. A jam-packed week, and it only will get more packed. You get a lot of golf in when you start a few weeks before school until about October. It is go, go, go. So pray for good health for all the golfers out there and for this weather. I'm not trying to wish summer away, guys, but it's August. It's 95 degrees. The calendar's about to turn to September. It just needs to go down a little bit. I'm not saying, I just want 75, 70 maybe, but congrats on getting out there and playing through the heat on the golf course. That's a look at your Paulding County golf scores from this past week. When we come back, we are talking volleyball, and then we're wrapping it all up with our football coverage coming up next. Full slate of games on the mysports.live airwaves. We will talk about them all. That and so much more coming up next. You're listening to My Sports, and it continues right here on my 102.7 FM.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then, boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh. Your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
My Sports rolls on. We just wrapped up talking some golf. A ton of low scores on the golf course in Paulding County from this past week, and a ton of really great volleyball matchups, which is what we have to get to next. And we will start with volleyball, and it was from Saturday, and it was at Antwerp. Lincoln View over Antwerp in this one, 25-11, 25-22, and 25-13. JV pulling out a victory by five in the first set, dropping the second, and then winning the last set, 26-24, a close one there. For the varsity, Briley Bagley, 3 kills, 5 digs. Faith Clem, 3 kills. Emery Jones, 3 digs. Maddie Peters, 2 aces, 4 kills, 16 assists, and 11 digs, stacking that score sheet. Caroline Roars, 10 digs. Hayden Lengatcher, 3 kills, 3 digs. And Amelia Graham adds 2 aces, 8 kills, and 14 digs to her resume. More volleyball to talk about as we head to Bryan High School for a matchup between the Paulding Panthers and the Bryan Golden Bears. And it was Paulding over Bryan, 25-12, 25-21, 16-25, 25-21 in the last set. Also, the JV sweeping 25-12 and 25-17. Individual leaders, Addie Shull, 5 aces. Kaylee Dunham, she has 10 kills. SDPs, 21 digs and 19 assists. Brianna Bermejo, 32 digs. Lucy Breyer, 8 kills. Marley Perrette, 7 aces. Tori Schlatter, 32 digs and 7 kills to add to her stat line. Wow, a nice performance and a gritty win for the Paulding Panthers. More volleyball as we are talking about the Raiders. Wayne Trace over Liberty Center. This one in straight sets, but Liberty Center gave him a run in set number one. Wayne Trace getting all the way to 30, 30 to 28 in set number one, 25-22 and then 25-23. A close one for the Wayne Trace Raiders once again over Liberty Center. It was Liberty Center actually beating Wayne Trace JV 26-24, 7-25, and 25-12. Individually for the Raiders, it looked like this. The books, it was Addison Stoller with 6 kills, 4 assists, and 2 digs. Amber Stoller, 8 kills, 12 assists, 11 digs. Caroline Winans, 4 assists, 19 digs. Harper Myers, 8 kills, 2 aces, 11 digs. Kendall Denning, 2 kills and 5 digs. Lexi Moore, 13 kills and 5 digs. Lori Sin, 21 assists and 5 digs. And Tori Sin picks up 12 kills in the victory for Wayne Trace. Again, a tight one, but the Wayne Trace Raiders win it in straight sets over Liberty Center. More volleyball we need to talk about from earlier in the week. It was Antwerp over Montpelier, 27-25, 25-23, 21-25, 27-29, and then 16-14. It doesn't get much closer than that. Hayden Lengotcher, 7 kills and 9 digs. Amelia Graham, 4 aces, 19 kills and 19 digs. Wow. What a match for Amelia Graham. Alexis Otto, 5 kills and 3 digs. Briley Bagley, 11 kills, 21 digs. Maddie Peters, 7 kills, 39 assists, and 20 digs. Emery Jones, 3 aces, 8 digs. Caroline Roars, 49 digs and 4 aces. You heard that right. 49 digs and 4 aces. Faith Clem, chips in 4 kills and 2 digs in the victory. In the marathon victory, if you will. My goodness. Well, before we move on and chat about some football, the Friday night lights were very bright a evening ago. Let's take a look at the volleyball standings so far a few weeks into the season. They look like this. Few teams sitting with an unblemished loss record. Tenora at the top, 7-0 overall. Of course, league action not ramping up yet. 5-0 for the Edgerton Bulldogs. Fairview, 4-0. Wayne Trace, 2-1. Paulding, 3-2. Hicksville, 2-2. Antwerp, 2-5. And Ayersville, 1-5. Once again, Tenora 7-0, Edgerton 5-0, Fairview 4-0, Wayne Trace 2-1, Paulding 3-2, Hicksville 2-2, Antwerp 2-5, and Ayersville 1-5. Well, that has been a look at the volleyball scores throughout this past week in Paulding County. It's going to be a tight one in the GMC. Like I said, a lot of unblemished records in that loss column. That is bound to change come GMC play. It's time for a break here on My Sports. When we come back, we're talking high school football right before we wrap this one up. Then we will have our My Sports slate of games for the next upcoming week. My name is Pete Seymour. Stay with me. You're listening to My Sports, and we're talking football next right here on My 102.7 FM. Right, we've waited long enough. We've talked golf, we've talked volleyball, we talked cross country with the head cross country coach of the Antwerp Archers, Cord Earhart, and now it's time to break down the Friday night lights. First, let's take a look at the scoreboard in full before we dive into anything. It was Eden all over Antwerp, 55-6. Delta 35, Fairview 28. How about Edgerton putting up almost a 70 burger, 69-14? You kidding me? Patrick Henry, 48, Ayersville, 2. Hicksville defeating Swanton, 22-6. Paulding, 58-0 over North Central. Yes, you heard that correct. The Paulding Panthers, 58-0 over North Central. The Panthers improved to 2-0 on the season. They are back in action next week at home against Delphus Jefferson. That's Paulding's most lopsided win since beating Montpelier 59-0 in 1988. Yes, the most lopsided win for the Paulding Panthers since 1988, and Jim Menzie has these guys rolling. Well, with 58 on the board, we need to take a look at the scoring summary. And it started with Blake Roanhouse, another touchdown reception, a budding young star who has just continuously progressed for the Paulding Panthers. Then Paulding added to the lead in the first quarter. It was a 15-yard catch for Jordan Manns, another kid with a ton of speed. They did convert that two-point conversion. So that's all the scoring for Paulding in the first, but in the second, here we go. Blake Roanhouse, another touchdown catch to give him two on the evening. This time going for 37 yards, 22-0 at the halftime break in favor of Paulding, and it continued to go downhill from there. The third quarter really where Paulding poured it on. Already up 30-0, Avery Cooper then a 15-yard touchdown run, and we're going to be hearing that a lot this year from Paulding. Avery Cooper, absolute stud of a back. Then the Panthers pick up a safety, and on the free kick, Jordan Manns takes it to the house to add on another Paulding score. Then in the fourth, it was Gavin Williams who got in on the action. A 4-yard dive play gets him 6 points and into the end zone and into the paper on Sunday. And then Javon Stiltner, he ends the scoring. 1 carry, 4-yard run, a touchdown for Paulding as that caps off the big-time victory, 58-0, Paulding over North Central. Well, before we wrap up football, we need to talk at least about the Wayne Trace Raiders here a little bit. As the Raiders suffering a heartbreaker against Spencerville, and they fall to 0-2 here on the young season. It was Amos Sin, a 6-yard run, that got the scoring started. The other scores for Wayne Trace came from Cole Moorhead, a 22-yard pass to Tyler Head. Cole Moorhead then ran one in from 21 yards himself, and then Cole Moorhead, a 51-yard pass to Brady Miller. But of course, the ending, Spencerville just edging out Wayne Trace, 28-27. Raiders, they dropped 0-2. Spencerville improves to 2-0. Let's dig a little bit deeper. First downs in favor of Wayne Trace, just by 2. Rushing attempts, a not a bad job from the Wayne Trace defense. 45 attempts for Spencerville. That was obviously their MO this evening. 137 rushing yards, 15 passing attempts, only 8 completions for 143 yards, 280 yards of total offense for Spencerville. But the Raiders outgained them 352 to 280. That's just a tough one to lose. Raiders picked off one time, but the difference, the fumbles. Wayne Trace putting the ball on the ground a lot, even though they only lost one in the penalty category, 4 for 50 for Wayne Trace. So one more time, through the quarters it goes. 14 in the first for Spencerville, 8 in the first for Wayne Trace. Second, Wayne Trace blanks out Spencerville, but the difference, that fourth quarter, no scores in the third. 14-6, your final in the last quarter, the final in this one. 28-27. For Cole Moorhead, 11 for 70 on the ground. He was also 12 for 31 for 178 through the air, and Tyler Head, 5 of 78 receiving. So the Panthers, the only team in Paulding County, picking up a win on Friday night in convincing style over North Central. Again, the Raiders fall by 1, and the Archers also fall on Friday night. Well, it's time for a break here on My Sports, and all of these games that were played last night, they are archived on demand on the mysports.live website. Go on, check them out, especially that big-time Paulding win over North Central. When we come back, it's time for our My Sports slate of games before we wrap up season number 3, episode number 3 of My Sports. My name's Pete Seymour. You've stayed with me this long. We've got one more break, and we'll be right back. It's My Sports, and you're listening to My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Well, we just got done wrapping up some high school football scores here on My Sports, and now it's time to wrap this one up with our My Sports slate of games for this upcoming week. A full slate of football last night on the MySports.live website. I encourage you, if you missed any of that, go back, check it out. They're all on demand on the MySports.live website for your access anytime. Some real good games. Go on, check them out if you missed them. But before we get to our My Sports slate of games, the first thing I always have to do before we wrap up this show is thank our sponsors, because without them, I would not be here doing what I'm doing. And those are the Athletic Boosters of Wayne Trace, Paulding, and Antwerp, Schweller Electric, Williamson Crop Insurance, Paulding County Economic Development, and the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Once again, a huge thanks to our sponsors, because I would not be here doing this without the help of them. All right, now time for our My Sports slate of game. Let's check out what's on tap this past week. Again, a full slate from Friday night. Antwerp, Paulding, and Wayne Trace all on the MySports.live airwaves, as well as some volleyball from this past week. But the upcoming week looks like this. Tuesday, September 3rd, it's Paulding and Wayne Trace on the volleyball floor. Kenny Stabler and Dave Bowen will have you covered. Antwerp and Hilltop then will battle Friday, September 6th on the gridiron. Jason Landers and Doug Billman will be on the call for that one. And then September 6th as well, Caleb Hatch and Scoop Miller will bring you Paulding football against Delphus Jefferson. A peek up into the next upcoming week, September 10th, I will have the Paulding volleyball game against Ayersville with Scoop Miller. Kenny and Scoop will then have volleyball on Thursday, Ottoville and Wayne Trace, and then football Friday will consist of Caleb Hatch and Dave Bowen with Paulding and Wayne Trace, a big one on the gridiron. Of course, Paulding knocking off Wayne Trace to get into the playoffs for the first time in school history a year ago. Those Raiders will be looking for revenge. Ooh, that will do it for us today. We had a fun one, Paulding County. I'm so glad that you chose to spend your Saturday morning with me, and I hope you do it not just this week, but every single week, because I truly do enjoy bringing you the stories of the student athletes in Paulding County, and I am going to keep doing that for the next 36 weeks. This was episode number 3 of my third season of My Sports. But whoever you are and however you've been listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. Can't wait for next week, Paulding County. Same time, same place. We're talking Paulding County Athletics at 9 a.m. on Saturday. It's My Sports. I hope you have a great week, and I'll talk to you then.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.